From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. voters go to the polls today to elect a new president, either Democrat Hillary Clinton or Republican Donald Trump.
I'm a little fatigued by this election. This is my second time being allowed to vote for in a presidential election, and it was a little bit different last time around as far as morale.
I'm scared and anxious and worried. I am voting for Hillary Clinton, anything but Trump.
It's the first time I've ever felt ashamed of my country, I think, just kind of seeing a candidate like Trump.
This country doesn't need a politician to run the country. The way the economy is, we need a businessman, and Donald Trump is the right person.
Some of the U.S. voters' polling places are continuing to close hour by hour in states across the country. Of the states where voting has ended, networks are projecting Republican Donald Trump to be the winner in Indiana and Kentucky. They say when all the votes are counted, Hillary Clinton will come out ahead in Vermont. Pre-election day surveys gave Clinton a 2-3 point lead over Trump nationwide. Control of Congress is up for grabs as Republicans' hopes for protecting their narrow majority in the Senate rests on a handful of key states. Here are the projections being made in some of those so-called down-ballot races. Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy has won an eighth term. Leahy beat back a challenge from Republican businessman Scott Milne. South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, the South's first black senator since Reconstruction, has won his first full term. He defeated community activist Thomas Dixon. Kentucky Republican Senator Paul Rand will head back to Washington for a second term. He defeated Democrat Jim Gray, the mayor of Lexington, and Rob Portman is being declared the winner in the Ohio State Senate contest. This is VOA News.